From between the sidewalk cracks, this is Here Be Monsters.
The first time I went for a tardigrade chase, it took me like only one little batch of moss, and it was really quick. And then the next time, it took me 3 days. So I think the more you see them, the more you're able to recognize them.
I mean, tell me about tardigrades. You know, what is a tardigrade?
Well, like, it's close to a worm, but it's not, because it has some little paws. They have the eyes, a brain, some muscles, a digestive system too.
It sounds like an animal.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yep.
How many cells?
1,000.
That's incredible. Could you give me the true step-by-step, like, do this, do this, do this. This is how you find a tardigrade.
Yeah, so the first thing is to find moss. So it's like the first tardigrade I found was from moss from the sidewalk, like cracks. So it can be there or on a rock, on a tree.
A little bit of this moss.
And then soak it in water.
I'm just gonna let some of this filtered water in. It's plenty.
So if there is a tardigrade that is like in their dormant state, they'll have the time to like wake up from it and just came like coming back to life.
And I'm just gonna leave this to soak overnight.
And that's basically it. So yeah.
And hopefully some little tardigrades wake up. Wouldn't that be nice?
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
just finding some meaning in small things.
The podcast about the unknown.
This episode is sponsored by Pod People. Pod People is an audio production and staffing agency with a community of 1,000+ producers, editors, engineers, sound designers, and more. PodPeople helps audio professionals find amazing job opportunities, and they're also building a network of support that will connect you with other audio producers, educational workshops, events, and more. Just tell them about your background and your work experience by filling out their community intake survey. After a short onboarding process, PodPeople will send you clients and work opportunities that are a good match for your specific skills and interests. PodPeople also educates clients about the work that goes into creating award-winning podcasts. They define a fair scope of work, responsibilities, and rates for each role. All this saves you time and energy so that you can spend it actually making the thing instead of looking for clients. PodPeople is free to join, so just go to podpeople.com/join. That's podpeople.com/join to sign up. And thank you, Pod People, for sponsoring Here Be Monsters.
My name is Chloé Savard. I'm a student in microbiology. I'm from Montreal. And I started my tardigrade microscopy page around a year ago. I never really found it any other passion that made me feel the way microscopy does, and discovering the invisible world. It's really a beautiful thing. I just want to share it with the world. It's really just that. I think it was like natural for me. The first time I looked in a microscope, I was like blown away. Like there's so many little details and colors, and I don't know if it's the same for everybody. I know people that find it disgusting. When I was starting to like get involved in the microscopy community on Instagram, I showed some videos to my friends, and they just didn't get why I was so excited and about this. Like my best friend, she just thought it was very weird, and she was like, you want to do that? And I was like, oh my God, yeah. And I was so excited, and but no like response from her that much. And I showed to one of my other great friend, and she was like, what is that? Like, I don't get why you think it's cool. And I was like, what? But I know some people that think it's beautiful, but it's not everybody. So it's, I think it's relative a bit. I think it's mostly about artistic expression and curiosity as well. I used to study in drums, actually. You know, when I was little, I wanted to be a rock star and like make world tours and everything, but I went to study music, but I had to stop because of some health issues. I actually have Crohn's disease. When I started studying in music, I lost a lot of weight and I was always super sick and often at the hospital. So it's sad to think about it, but since I started science and change program, my health is really, really, really better. So it was for the best.
Yeah, I mean, actually, on that note, you know, you talk about like the feeling of looking through a microscope, and like when you do that, when you sit down for a session, what is going through your head?
The best way to start a session, I think it's like having no expectation. That's always the best way to start, I think. I don't think of anything else or any thoughts that are stressing me or causing me anxiety. I'm just focusing on the moment and the experience. It always like has a deep calming effect on me. And I know it's like that for other people too.
So it's 2021, May 13th. I've been playing with more of the kind of moss squeezings, and I've actually found something dead, and it's a big white blob. It looks very similar to like a tick. That's what it looks like, but it's obviously way too small, and I kind of wonder if it's a kind of mite. I think mites and ticks are both arachnids, and kind of swarming it, right? Like swarming all around it are just hundreds and thousands of millions of little specks just going to and from. And the front end of the deceased animal is kind of dissolving into like bubbles. And there's just all of these little things swimming around it. And those things are so small that I can just see them as little specks. I don't know what they are. I really don't. And they're all just working together trying to get this thing broken down. And then I think some of the bigger unicellular organisms are feeding on the smaller ones. And I really don't know what the smaller ones are. I'm almost wondering if they're bacteria, but I thought I was too zoomed out to see bacteria. I'm going to switch to my 40x objective and see if I can tell what this thing is. It's actually quite pretty. I'm going to see if I can get my camera to work on this. I've been having a little bit of trouble with it today. Okay. this goes back to something for me. You know, I haven't been doing it for very long, just long enough to kind of understand the controls of the microscope. And I've been surprised at how interested I've been in certain things, even though I don't fundamentally know what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible to find beauty in it, even if you don't understand what you're seeing?
Yeah, of course. When I started, I didn't really understood what I was looking at. And I thought it was the most beautiful thing ever. So that's for sure. And it's like art in general, too. Like, I go to museums and see some forms of art that we don't understand necessarily, but we can still find beautiful. Like, yeah, I don't think really need to understand it to think that it's beautiful.
I almost wonder if it's kind of like the plaques at museums, you know, where it's like you have the artwork and then next to the artwork you have the, like, here's why this is important thing. And you don't have to read that if you don't want to. You can just look at the thing.
Like if you look at some painting before reading the description, you can find it super beautiful. And then you read the description and you know what was going on in the artist's mind. And then you look at it again and you're like understanding more and you still find it beautiful.
Was it hard to stop playing drums?
Yeah, a lot. Like, it was my only professional, like, avenue that I wanted to take, but I was like, what if at 30 years old I can't do this anymore? I needed, like, a plan B, so I went in biology. But it's like, I still play percussions in a reggae band, like, with one of my friends, so... Like, it's something that is going to stay with me forever. It's just I needed to put my health first. And it's really frustrating, but at the same time, I'm so happy, like, to be where I am in life. And science and microscopy, like, really bring this meaning to my life that I didn't have with music.
May 14th. And up here in the corner of the slide, I've actually found a kind of worm. This one is quite active. I believe some worms like this are called nematodes. I don't understand how this animal gets anywhere. It's curling in on itself. It's curling back, curling in on itself, curling back. It just keeps changing shapes. I don't see it eating anything. It's just kind of off in this little sea by itself, and it's very agitated. It's just stuck itself to a piece of dirt or moss or something with its tail end, and now it's spinning around in spirals. It keeps coiling into these tight spirals, maybe 3 coils in total, and it makes these S shapes, and now it's an S, and now it's a coil. And now it's an infinity sign, and now it's a coil, and now it's an S, and now it's a coil, and now it's like a ampersand, and now it's like a treble clef, and it's a coil, it's straight, and it's a coil, it's stretched out, it's a coil, it's an infinity sign, it's a figure eight. It's a treble clef, an ampersand, and now a coil. And it's moved not even halfway across my vision in this entire time. Yeah, no tardigrades yet. I've probably been through, maybe 2 or 3 dozen slides. But I'm gonna keep looking. Let me see if I can find one. I guess what I'm wondering is, like, do you think you are big or small?
I'm both at the same time. It's like looking at, like, into a telescope as well. You know, you're looking at huge thing that looks tiny from where we're at, and looking into a microscope, it looks huge, but it's actually tiny. So I understand more my relation with the universe. Like, for some people, it's religion, but for me, it's really this, and just finding some meaning in small things really helps me finding meaning in bigger things.
Do you think that everyone should buy a microscope?
For sure. Not everyone has the privilege to buy a microscope. But yeah, I think the answer is yes.
I found one. I definitely found one. It's just in a pile. I just squeezed out the moss one more time. I was just scanning left to right over the slide, and instantly this thing caught my eye. It's a tardigrade, and it's unmistakable. You know, it's this long oval. I can see it has these little tiny black specks for eyes. And it's got these unmistakable eight legs just wiggling and wiggling and wiggling out of it. And it's just wiggling kind of like a caterpillar. It's just there. It's a little microscopic ancient creature. It just moves like an animal. You know what I mean? Just like any other animal you've ever seen. It just moves like an animal. I've never seen anything like this before. Yeah, and I could watch this thing for a long time. Chloé Savad is a student of biology in Montreal. She runs a microscopy account on Instagram called Tardababe. Just a couple days ago, she posted a video of four newborn tardigrades. She also posts about cyanobacteria and rotifers and dinoflagellates and many other equally amazing organisms that don't necessarily get the same amount of press as the charismatic tardigrade. And again, I really like Chloé's account because I think it feels a little bit more personal than a lot of the other science accounts I found. So again, that's Tardababe on Instagram. There's also a link in the show notes and on the website, which is hbmpodcast.com. Also on the website, I put up some photos that I took through the lens of my microscope. Now, I don't have a very fancy microscope. I actually got mine from goodwill.com, where they have online auctions. And the one I got was about $60 shipped, which is pretty amazing if you ask me. But it doesn't have like a proper camera port on it, so I just took pictures by holding my cell phone up to the lens. And the pictures aren't fantastic quality, but I had a fantastic time taking them, and that's what's important, right? So if you want to see some of my amateur microscopy photos, just head over to the website. Again, that's hbmpodcast.com. My name is Jeff Entman, and I produced this episode of Here Be Monsters. Music by The Black Spot. Also, a big thank you to Bethany Denton for sending me Chloé's account a couple months ago. Beth used to work on this show for many years. So thank you, Beth, for everything you've done, and thank you for helping me find Chloé's work, too. Here Be Monsters is a completely independent podcast about fear, beauty, and the unknown. It's supported by individual sponsors and donors. You can become a donor by visiting patreon.com/HBM podcast. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.
Hey, Jeff, and everyone else on the podcast. So I just moved houses, and I don't know what came over me. I'm not usually like this type of person, but I had a copy of The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand that I, for some reason, I don't know why I had it, but obviously I didn't care to own it anymore. So I hollowed it out, and then I put a little pouch of like 20 or 30 loose cubic zirconia, you know, gems in there. And then on the inside cover, I wrote the number for the lost and found department for the Stuttgart airport and for your podcast. So, and then I hid it in like behind a panel that gives access to like the water shut off for the one bathroom. So if someone calls sometime in the future, I don't expect anyone will ever find it, but if they do and they call and you're still making the podcast, then you'll know where that came from. Okay. Hey, that's it. Have a good one.